The keys to a happy marriage. Okay, I used to advise those who are getting married in the last few days before the wedding. I'm giving them like 10 advices. I'm calling them 10 keys to a happy marriage. And I believe if they learn how to use these keys, these 10, they can enjoy their life ever. The first key is God's presence in the house, in home. The first key is you have to keep your God always as a partner in your life with your wife or husband. Our Lord is very kind and humble. If you do not welcome Him to stay enough, He will not stay home. So you have to keep Him inside your home. This kind of keeping God inside your heart, inside your home, it's related to some part on you. Like you have to pray together minimal like 10 minutes daily. You have to have a Bible study together. You have to push each other to the church regularly. You have to serve together. You have to think in God's word together. So this kind of sharing with God, your spiritual life, is the first key you have to keep. That you encourage each other in your spiritual life. The second key is the word St. Paul said, love does not seek its own. This is the second key, and it's not easy to learn to use. Because this kind of key, usually we never used before. Usually one thinks of what he wants, he wishes, he needs. But it's a new life when you think what other needs, what my partner wishes, what he likes. So this kind of reprogramming is the key to a happy relation. Love does not seek its own. It needs regular checkup on your mind. What do you think now? Do you think in your needs, in your wishes, in your whatever? Or do you think in whatever your partner like? As if we are competing on the second position. We are not competing who is first. Usually in our relationship, we are competing who is second. I'm preferring to put my wife first, and I am second, and she prefers too. This kind of love, this is a key for happy life. The third key is respect. Many people lose respect after long time relation. But respect is very important to keep your relation strong and to enjoy your relation with your partner. And this kind of respect related to all matters in your relation. Respect the feelings. When your wife feels sad, you should respect her feelings. Don't shout at her. When your husband is happy, you should share his happiness. This is kind of respect to the feeling. Respect the opinion. Whatever he says, it's respected. And whatever she says, you respect the words. Respect parents and respect families, other families. Respect the weaknesses. This is not a matter for criticism. My wife is weak in so and so. I respect her weakness. Exactly as my Lord respects my weakness. He never looked down at me because I'm weak. He always respects me although I'm weak. So this is the kind of love our Lord taught us. Respect the needs. Whatever need, you should respect the other's need. He needs so and so. Don't look down at this. You should respect the need. These kinds of respect help to enjoy the life more and make your relation stronger. Also in respect, you should take care or avoid mocking the other, or sarcasm, or insulting your partner, or being angry with your wife or your husband, or being criticizing or severe in words or in attitude. You should avoid all these attitudes, because it usually, with the long relation, it destructs the relation and put the love away. The fourth key, so the first one is the presence of God. The second one, can you follow me? The second one was love. Love does not seek its own. The third one is respect. The fourth is communication. Now they say in counseling that more than 80% of the marital problems related to miscommunication. So the word communication is very important in our marital relation. How do you communicate with your wife? Usually people succeed in communication pre-married. I mean in the engagement period or pre-engagement period. But after marriage, they lose communication. Or they went back to one's self. Communication needs training, and it's like an art. And you need to train yourself, to develop yourself, to improve yourself in communication. How to choose the best time for communicating with your partner. How to say sweet words, to use good words, to express yourself properly, to use the non-verbal communication. Not all communication is verbal, you know. There's many kinds of communication, eye contact, touches, smiling, these all kind of good communication. The most of all is the active listening, or the good listening. You have to be a good listener to your wife, and you should be a good listener to your husband. This helps to free the other from any complexes or any stresses inside. So the fourth key is to develop better communication. The fifth point is the independency of the couple. Keep your relation after marriage independent of any other people around, of independent of families and friends. I mean by independency that nobody affects your decision. When you decide, you choose your decision alone with your wife. Nobody interferes or acts in this. You know the words of the Bible, man leaves his father and mother. Man cleaves and then unites to his wife. And also we say to the bride, forget your people and your father's house. It's not, we do not mean that you really forget them, but we mean that you have your own home, your own relation, your own freedom now, and it's your life. It's not theirs anymore. Also, we used to say that the closer one must put the limit. Let's explain this one. If some mother-in-law try to interfere by pushing, in a way, her daughter or her son should put the limit, not the other one. Because this is very, stressful. So the closer part should put the limit. Also, this does not mean disrespect to the families. No, you should respect them. You should care for the families and the fathers and mothers for the whole life. But be moderate in your relation with the previous family and try to equalize the relation on both sides. Be moderate in your relation, and you visit this family once, so you visit the other family once. You give the gift with such money, so try to give with such money to the other family. This kind of independency secure the relation of the man and his wife. The sixth key is money arrangement, or whatever you call management. Money issue in many problems is the main problem between husband and wife. So it's important from the start to put a strategy how to make use of the money. It needs transparency. It needs understanding. It needs listening, communication. And you know, it's better to take 1/10 for God's people first, for the church. 1/10 at least for the personal freedom before putting the money anyway. So there is some part, the priority for the part of God and for the personal freedom. And then the savings. You should consider the savings from the start and then put the money anyway. Usually we have to ask ourselves from the start, who will pay this and for what and with how much? Who will pay and what to buy and how much? These three questions are important to be clear from the start. The seventh point, or the seventh key in a happy marital life, is the holy physical relationship. You know, God granted us with this physical relation. God gave Eve to Adam. So this is kind of gift from God. This is a holy relationship. So it is always related to love and giving. There is a major problem here. When one partner being selfish in the relation, he will destroy the relation. Afterwards, after many years, maybe the wife or the husband lose interest in the physical relation because he feels that the other guy is abusing him, is selfish. He does not think of what pleases the other guy. You know, men are usually mechanical in this physical relation, or more mechanical. I mean, they getting excited by the just being with each other. But women are always romantic in this relation. So you have to care that in your relation with your partner, you have to put the romance in this relation because it's a gift from God. You should show interest because this is part of your holy relation, and you should never say no to such a relation between husband and wife. The eighth key, expressions of love. Usually we love each other after a good engagement period, but this kind of love is speechless, or you lose your love because you do not express this love properly. So the best husband is the one who loves and expresses his love to his wife by the way or by the languages she can hear and speak. And she expresses herself, her love to him in his ways. You know, there are at least five major languages of love. The language of gifts, the language of touches, the language of time, spending time together, the good time, the language of words or talking together, and the language of acts or sharing acts together. These five major languages of love, you should learn how to speak this kind of language, and you should specify what kind of language my wife speaks better. So you know she accepts gifts as the main expression of love. So you should care for gifts. Your husband expects many words of encouragement. This is his major language of love. You should consider this one. The ninth key is the submission. Sayyidina spoke about it. This kind of submission is from both sides. You do not expect your wife to say hadr all the time. You should say hadr too. This kind of submission from both sides. Because the church obeys God, and when the church cries to God, God says, okay. So this kind of submission is from both sides. And also the submission comes after conversation, after communication. You have to communicate good first, and then one of you will obey for the best of all. Also, submission needs humbleness. You can never obey or put yourself in a submissive attitude unless you are humble like Christ. But this submission saves and secures your relation for long. The last key, you should learn how to use it, just to remember this kind of relation is a commitment. It's like a covenant. It's not an agreement between man and woman. It's a covenant with the third partner, who is God. So the covenant relates always to commitment. You should commit yourself to the happiness of your partner. You are living as just to live to please your partner, to help him to enjoy life. This is target in your life. This is your goal. So a commitment applies whatever may occur. You are committed to your partner, even if he is sick, even he is tired, even he is in failure part of his life. But you are his. You are his partner. So you should share him everything. You commit yourself. Also, this kind of commitment needs inner and outer loyalty. You are not only loyal in front of the people around and in front of him or her. No, you are loyal to him even in your heart, in your feeling, in your thoughts. You can never think of other relation. You can never imagine yourself with somebody else, because you are very much committed and loyal to your partner. So this is the stamp of God on your relation. It's written in Luke 16, if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? So you should be faithful to the right of your partner before asking your partner to be faithful to you. These 10 points or 10 keys, I think if you consider thoroughly, I think you can enjoy your marital relation. I'm giving them to David and Maram, and congratulations for all.